Police say about 10 people killed in Sweden school shooting. By Kurt Sandalka on February 4, 2025. At least 5 people have been shot and hospitalized in a school shooting incident in the Swedish city of Örebro on Tuesday. Update 17:30, in a press conference, police said that about 10 people have died, including the suspect, as a result of the school shooting in Örebro, Expressen reports. Several people were also hospitalized, including 5 for gunshot wounds. The police said that the suspect, a 35-year-old male, was not known to them before the attack, and there are currently no links to terrorism or gang activity. Update 1450, the often blotted newspaper reports that the suspected shooter has died after shooting himself and was, therefore, included among the gunshot victims. The paper said that 5 people were brought to hospital, 4 of whom had surgery. 2 are reported to be stable, 1 was only slightly injured, while another is seriously injured. Police have so far not commented on whether any teachers or students were injured during the attack. The paper went on to claim that several people have died in the shooting. However, this has yet to be confirmed by officials. Update 1350, according to the Expressen newspaper, the suspected shooter has shot himself. Yet, police say that it is too early to know if there were more than one perpetrator. Despite initial reports, police say that no officers were shot during the incident, but they did exchange fire with the suspect. Police spokesman Gabriel Henning confirmed that 5 people were shot, but their conditions are not known. The original story continues as follows. A major police operation is underway in Örebro given a continued threat to life following an attack on the Risbergska school, which was reportedly carried out with an automatic weapon, Expressen reports. At least 5 people have been shot. At least 4 people have been hospitalized. However, their conditions are currently unclear. The school's principal, Matthias Mullen, said, "We vacated the school, I don't know much more than that. We don't know anything yet." According to Aftonbladet, police have ordered several other schools in the area to keep pupils indoors. The paper also reported that the local hospital had emptied its emergency room and intensive care unit to receive the injured from the attack on Tuesday. Speaking to Aftonbladet, a person who knew a teacher who works at the school said that he received a text message during the shooting. He wrote that automatic weapons are shot at school and that they have taken shelter in a room. Then he wrote that he loves me. The story is developing, more to follow. Follow Kurt Sandalka on X, follow @KurtSandalka or email to Sandalka@Breitbart.com.